In Unity, we have a wonderful publication called The Daily Word, and it gives us an inspirational message for each day of the year. And I will ask Catherine to come forward to read our Daily Word for today.
Healing. Sunday, February 5th, 2023. My faith is making me well. Unity founder Myrtle Fillmore's healing journey began when she changed her mind. Inspired by the words of a healing practitioner, she took this affirmation to heart. I am a child of God, and therefore I do not inherit sickness. After 2 years of persistent health-affirming meditation, prayer, and practice, Myrtle was healed. Her faith made her well. Myrtle Fillmore lived joyously and vigorously for many years. I take inspiration from this story. I, too, am a living expression of God. I feel my body's quickening response as I claim my inheritance of divine life, vibrantly active in every cell of my body. Good nutrition, exercise, and rest support my healing practice. My faith is making me well. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." Mark 5:34.
And so if you join me now in moving even more deeply into a freeing time of mindfulness, of prayer, of meditation. So I invite you to just relax into this now moment. To breathe. To let go. To be present to that inner sanctuary that is so much greater than what we perceive in our outer world. And so as I begin by toning our singing bowl, which resonates in the musical vibrational energy of the heart chakra, allow the tone, the energy to move over you and through you and to open your very being to the presence of Universal Spirit. So as we just continue to breathe and to relax, we choicefully move into a time of communion, a time of connection with Infinite Spirit, that which we might call Mother, Father, God, or as Jesus would have said, through his Aramaic language, the essence of all that is creation, Universal Spirit. And we just relax into an awareness that we are so much greater than just our physical bodies, and in so doing, we recognize we are an energetic part of our entire universe, dancing together in this moment that we call life. and our own unique and personal expression out into the world. And so we listen to that which is often referred to in Scripture as the still small voice, which we know is the impulse, the intention of greatest good in the heart of our being, that calls to us, that invites us, that reminds us of the greatness we each individually are, of our own gifts and all the light and the love and the grace that every single one of us brings into this now moment. And so we open ourselves to the creative flow of this intuition within us, this voice that speaks, that inspires, that calls us to be all that we can be, living lives that are fulfilled in and through receiving and giving, through service, through celebrating together, through giving of our time, our talent, our treasure, through participating with each other, and through our own quiet time alone as well. We yet know that we are always a part of the universal energetic flow of all creation, continuing to create and to become. And so we take a moment in silence to rest, to be healed and uplifted, to be reminded of the truth of our being, our wholeness, in mind, body, and spirit. And so we relax. We relax into the allness of infinite light and love. And we listen. And so having taken this time, each of us individually and yet all collectively, to center into the heart of our being and to listen to that still small voice, the creative impulse, the intuition, the divine light that shines within, we now let that shine forth as we send prayerful intentions out into the universal realm. We surround our prayer box in the light and those requests within it. And we take a moment now also recognizing the power of the spoken word to speak aloud the names of our friends and loved ones, places and situations. that we would especially bless at this time. Sue Ann, Shireen, Martha, Wanda, Mary and Dale, Vicki and Evan, Nikki, Eddie, Jolene, Richard, Karen, Bob, Mary Lou, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters, our world leaders, and so we give thanks for the activity of spirit already at work, understanding the power of prayerful intention and the calling forth and manifestation of infinite healing and divine light. And for this, we are grateful. We say thank you, God. And so it is, amen.
Let me know all is good, holy, holy.